Hello.
Hi there, Emmanuel here with the Debra Povera help team on a recorded line. Were you looking to see if you can participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. Roughly what date were you diagnosed?
I'm sorry, I was laying down. I'm forgetting. No, it was February 20th, 2021.
February 2021. Okay. And then just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Thank you for confirming that. Let me just open this up here. And so we know you want to participate in the settlement, and we know that you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. And so you're filing on behalf of yourself, and you're a U.S. resident, are you?
Yes.
Living in what state?
Arizona.
Arizona? Okay. I hear it's getting chilly for you guys over there, is it?
It is.
Oh man. How cold are you guys dropping down to?
Right now I'm in the 50s.
Okay, that's not too bad. 50s is
It's
still.
not, but remember, it's open land, so it's a little colder than what 50 feel like.
That's true. That's true. That's a good point. And then just to confirm here, you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year and 4 times. Is that right?
Yes.
And it was the brand name that you were using, not the generic. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. And then roughly around what date did you start using the Depo?
I started about April 2018.
April of 2018. Okay, so that you used it after 1992, and then I imagine you stopped taking it around the time you were diagnosed, back in February of 21.
In January 2021 is when I stopped.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
My gender is a female.
Thank you. And then your name comes in spelled FREDERIECE. Last name
Yes.
is TANIELS.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your email as your first name dot last name, the number 24 at gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct.
And then your cell phone shows as 424-236-0844.
Correct.
And what is your mailing address?
It is 11551 West Rio Vista Lane. That's RIOVISTA Lane. And that's Avondale, Arizona, 85323.
Perfect. In Maricopa County, right?
Yes.
Now, at what hospital or medical center or facility were you diagnosed at?
It was at the Mayo Clinic Hospital, Mayo Clinic Hospital.
In
Do you
what
need the
city?
address?
It's just a
Phoenix.
Phoenix? Okay. Perfect. Got that there. Yeah, that's the one on Mayo Boulevard, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I have the address here. Let me plug it in. Bear with me. I'm not the fastest typer here. And then, what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
The diagnosing doctor's name was Stuart Hedrick. He got a weird name. Hedrick is a knee surgeon.
Okay. So that's STUARTHETRICK.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And that he was the one that treated you as well?
Correct.
Okay, let me, and bear with me here. I'm gonna have to copy and paste all the info in this other spot. And just to confirm, you weren't diagnosed with any sort of cancer prior to using the Depo-Provera, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, the doctor that was giving you the shots. Were you being prescribed the shots, picking them up from a pharmacy and then injecting them yourselves, or were they done for you at a clinic or
They were
hospital or
done at
facility?
the
At the where, I'm sorry?
I Oh, I was gonna say your phone went out just a little bit.
Yes, I was just asking where were you getting the depot shots from? At
At a hospital
the same
or a
one?
medical center? No, it was where my gynec is.
Sure. What was the name of that facility?
St. Joseph Hospital and Medical Center. And you know, the address is, I have the address for
It
them.
just is it also in Phoenix or what city?
Yeah, it's in Phoenix, Arizona, off of Thomas Road.
Yeah, I see it here. Okay, perfect. And what was that gyno's name?
Dr. Heather Zekman.
Okay, I see her here. Perfect. All right, let me plug that info in here. Address there. Facility name here. And phone number there. Give me 1 second to add some notes and say that there was no pharmacy. That you got the shots at St. Joseph's. Okay. And then either yourself or the medical facilities or the hospital doctors will have medical records, right?
Correct. Yes.
Sure. And then we're just about done here. This next section just asks for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't have anybody else, so no.
Okay, not a problem. And then the last section is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
10/24/1990.
You said 06/24/90?
No, October
oh, I'm
24.
So 10/24/90.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Oh, actually, I'm missing a question here. Do you know anybody else that took the depo that ended up getting meningioma like you or no?
No, I don't know anybody else.
Okay. And then the last section for the HIPAA compliance is just the social.
It is 606-420883.
606-420883.
Yeah, so
okay.
0883 is the last four, yes.
0883, perfect. Okay. I'm going to text you an automated text message from DocuSign for an e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on the screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you the best I can.
Okay. There it goes. Do you agree to receive future text messages? Okay, that's fine. Sure. Continue. Okay. It's just, yeah, I got the document up, just going through the...
Yep, take your time. Yeah. You'll just tap the yellow icons.
Okay.
I'm sorry if it's a little loud in my background. It's Friday and my coworkers are ready for the weekend.
I understand that one.
Any plans for the weekend yourself?
No, not right now. I'm feeling a little under weather, so I'm gonna be in the house for a little bit.
Oh yeah, you gotta rest up. I was just sick. Not ideal. Definitely fluids, you know, water, some chicken noodle soup always helps.
Right. Absolutely. Alright, so just going through now to make sure I got everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Take your time. Once you tap the yellow finish button, if it doesn't go through, then it means we missed something. But if you tap the yellow finish button and it goes through, then it means everything was clicked on properly.
Oh, it doesn't even say finish until you do all of them.
Yep. Okay, perfect. I see you completed that. So you're all set for now. In about a week's time or so, the firm is going to call you directly. They're going to introduce themselves, but more importantly, double check what we sent over. Making sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So even though their call will be shorter than ours, it's a more important call because it's not until they reconfirm you in their system that you're good to go. But for now, you are all set. Feel better, get some rest, and definitely have a restful weekend, okay?
Are you from the attorney's office?
I'm an intake specialist, so no one here are attorneys. We're just intake specialists. The attorneys themselves call you directly once. Right. And that's, like I said, usually about a week or so, depending on their workload. You know, holidays coming up, maybe a bit understaffed if people are going on, you know, away or what have you. But usually in around a week or so, you'll hear from them directly. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good weekend.
No problem. You too. Bye-bye.